President Karzai has repeatedly denounced airstrikes that have killed dozens of civilians this year. But in a news conference on Wednesday, Mr. Karzai went a step further when he was asked by a reporter if he merely complains about the strikes or if he has actually tried to do anything to stop them. He says that whatever power my government has, we have used it and continue to use it. But he says he does not have a net to stop the planes. Mr. Karzai has issued several high-profile criticisms of international forces in recent days, accusing reconstruction teams of undermining the government and asking why foreign troops have not been able to defeat the Taliban yet. He asked members of the United Nations Security Council who visited Afghanistan this week for an estimate of when the fighting will end because he said he does not want his nation to be born into what he called endless war. He says he asked the UN officials to fix the date for when the country will succeed against terrorism. He said he did not ask for a date for the withdrawal of troops. While Mr. Karzai has said there remains widespread support for foreign troops in Afghanistan, he says the issue of civilian casualties is undermining public support. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, who appeared with Mr. Karzai during Wednesday's news conference, said international forces are doing everything they can to avoid innocent civilian casualties.
Every innocent loss of Afghan life is one too many, and I apologize if we make civilian casualties. Let's, on the other hand, also not forget that most Afghan civilians are not killed by us, but are killed by our opponents who use them as human shields.
Mr. Karzai Wednesday also defended his proposal to protect fugitive leader Mullah Omar if he wants to come to Afghanistan, recognize the Afghan constitution, and negotiate peace. The president said his offer is based on Afghan customs, and he will honor it even if the international community opposes the idea. The NATO Secretary General said the peace talks are an Afghan issue, but he would support reconciliation. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Kabul.